welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Mike, what's going on?
Well, the Buffalo Bills just won week one.
Stressful game.
2024 season, very stressful, but we had this to get us through that victory.
Sure did.
So let's review it. Quick shout out to Addies. Thank you so much for having this product in stock. It is $70 inside of your store, located at Addies Fine Wine and Spirits, located on Transit Road in Williamsville, just past Neat, next to Wegmans. If anyone wants to swing by and pick it up, they have an in-house wine sommelier and an app that you can download from their Apple App Store, as well as the Google Playground Play Store. For those that are curious on checking to see what they have in their inventory, and they can also ship it to your door if you are located within the state of New York. But, Derek, we have a very long name that starts with the letter B. You're obsessed with saying it, so I'll let you take that over. However, this is a single malt scotch aged 12 year from the Isle of Islay. It is a wonderful scotch, and we are tasting this in the very beginning of September on the 8th. And we are logging all of this on our Dram Diary. Feel free to go to our link tree and buy yourself your own Dram Diary so that you can log your own reviews. We are very excited. Thank you, Greg, for having this product so that we can write down all of our tasting reviews. But Derek, let's dive into label branding and what we're tasting.
So this is called the Bunahavn. Let that sink in. I don't really know if that phlegm is necessary, but Bunahavn in Gaelic means mouth of the river. This is right on the Isle of Islay, and it's right where the river kind of comes in to the island. So that's kind of where they get their name from. So Bunahavn. This, like Mike was saying, this is a 12 year, so the youngest product in this bottle is 12 years old. It is a blended of different ages, but this is a 12 year product. And we're going to taste it. This is kind of different from our normal tastings because, like Mike was saying, with the Bills game, we've been drinking this all day.
All day.
So we already have our preconceived notions of this, but we couldn't pass up an opportunity where the boys are at the studio watching the game with the wives and the little ones, or we had to just drop down to the studs and record some pods.
The other thing is we wanted to review it for the channel before we finished the bottle.
Fair.
There are afternoon games. But we figured we would take a break, do some quick content for all of you so that we can continue on with our Sunday fun day.
Since it is an afternoon game, we got to wrap this up, though, because I got a fantasy team to manage. Kind of a big deal. Okay, so Bunahavn, the Bunahavn, sorry, V, nailed it. Label branding, I love this packaging. It's very cool. I like the red, black, and gray. It kind of exerts like a whole look of power. The bottle's black. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
You, legitimately cannot see any of the juice inside the bottle. It straight up hides all of it. My initial reaction to this is, oh, what do you got there? That was my initial response to Derek having this on the counter. So I was very excited and intrigued, of course, and because it's a scotch from Islay, I knew there was going to be some semblance of peat, but all in all, it got us through.
When you see a black bottle, what's your first thought?
I mean, I support BLM, you know, beer, liquor, and MILFs. But I am totally fine with I am totally fine with black bottles. Same with green bottles. I don't care. What?
We're going to skip right past that. I asked if you prefer white bottles.
They don't exist.
Exactly. So yeah. There you go. My first thoughts on this is tequila cream or bourbon cream when you see a black bottle.
Oh,
because
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of the time you yeah. see that. My other thought, knowing that this is a scotch, is that the look or the color of the liquid is not going to be very good. Because normally when you have a bottle that's discolored, it's because you're trying to hide the fact that it either looks very urine-like.
Hot take.
Or it is very light.
Okay.
Meaning that it's a young product.
So
with this being a 12-year, though, that confuses me because normally, and like what we see here, it's not very light. So I really do wonder why it is a black bottle.
I don't know. Tariffs, shipping, protecting the glorious juice that is within it. Who knows? Yeah, all in all, though, label branding, I do give it an A.
I'll go A. I'll take that. I agree. Yeah, I think that it's like nothing great, nothing crazy. It's just like typical scotch packaging. Yep. I will say I do enjoy the fact that this is not a traditional bottle shape.
No.
It's more girthy and stout. Probably, it's what they like, you know? Okay, cool. nose. What do you got on the nose?
Cherry. A little bit of fig. Some sea salt.
I agree with all that. I would also say like a pear or like a very ripe fruit.
Yeah.
This is giving me a lot of Speyside vibes. You're not getting a ton of peat.
I agree.
This is a very interesting Isla product because it is very Speyside-esque.
Mm, it's glorious.
And if we had more time to review it or actually like research it, I could have done a little more digging to see why that is. Maybe they source a lot of stuff from like their grain, their barley from Speyside region. I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe. I like this though, and you do get that touch of wet grass, which is very enjoyable, at least in my mind, just because it is kind of what I want to experience with a scotch. On the nose, I'm going A+ check.
Ooh, I like that A+ check. I agree. Yeah, that sea salt. I love that sea salt call because it is very salty.
Yes.
And then that like green ripe fruit, and then those dark sherry notes. They're kind of are intertwined in that nose. That it's intriguing.
Well, let's take a dram, see what we think. There is a lot of sea salt on the initial taste, in a good way. It's a pleasantry. I would not say that this is overpowering. I would not say that this is too much. I would say that this is an ideal product from Isla Scott. I honestly...
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Think that this is a gateway into that whole region.
I agree with that. This is very vanilla-y, in my opinion, and also very creamy, almost.
Ooh.
Like, it leaves your mouth, like, it feels full-bodied. And I know that's normally a term used for wine, but it feels very well-rounded and almost a little viscous to the point where it's creamy.
I agree. For the initial
taste... This is a good product.
It is. For the initial... For $70, it's fantastic.
I'm going to go A-check.
A-check, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's... There's not a lot of peat in that initial taste.
No.
You can taste a little earthy note, but I would not call it peat at all.
Now, the ending note is where I get a lot of the peat, a lot of the cherry, and a lot of the, like, wood sugar on the back end. Okay. But in that, it allows me to kind of enjoy the fact that this is a scotch. It kind of slows you down because you get that burn on that back end. You don't get it on the initial taste. Yeah. And I like that. I like that dynamic, and I feel like that's a better experience for the consumer.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of Isla scotch is thin.
Yeah.
Because it's very peaty, and like if you have extremely peaty and extremely thick, you get that like wee beastie from Ardbeg that's like very tar and tough to drink a lot of. Whereas this dials back the peat but ups the thickness and the creaminess, where you're getting a ton of that barley and just malt product flavor in general.
Great call.
Like this is something that I would associate almost with like a beer malt.
Now, I'm A++ on this ending note.
Where you like it that much?
Yeah.
I would probably go just a check.
A
traditionally,
check?
Yeah. Traditionally, I like my Islay Scotch to be a little bit more peaty. I mean, we know this.
Yeah.
So I would love to see a little bit more peat influence in this, but it's a very good product for something not being peaty.
So we're getting barley, we're getting cherry, and we're getting
sugar, I would say, sugar, maybe on the back end, and vanilla.
Sugar, vanilla, and peat.
Yeah.
And our rating is an A+ check.
Are you even getting peat?
Yeah, it's a touch. I wouldn't say it's a lot. I mean, what is that formula for peat? Something something per gram or whatever
parts
it is.
Per million,
yeah, parts per million PPM. Yeah. So I feel like it's a low PPM. However, all in all, it's a gateway. I think it kind of introduces you into the region, and at $70, I feel like it's a great buy.
Yeah. Again, I didn't do a lot of research on this, so I don't even know if they use peat. No, it's unpeated. Okay, that makes sense.
Come on.
Yeah, it's unpeated.
What is that then? Just the fact that it's a single malt? That's kind of the bridge between peat and no peat? Because I'm getting a touch of peat.
I think you're getting a lot of that earthiness that comes from this.
100%.
Which is the entire region of Islay Scotch. It's just very earthy there and very coastal and raw.
Dude, there's got to be some element. There's got to be some element. Yeah. Whether the casks just sat in it, because it's there, it covers the whole region.
Right. Yeah, it could be some.
We'll see. We'll do some more research.
I do like this. It's a very good product, and like you said, it's a very good introduction to Islay Scotch because it isn't peated, but it has those unpeated characteristics of what you associate with an Islay Scotch.
So, final rating. Give me the countdown, because I feel like the back-end conversation for this is very convoluted.
Yeah.
Give me the countdown, Derek.
3, 2, 1.
90.
91.
Yeah,
90.5.
I feel like that's a great rating for this. I mean, it's a 90.5 is almost an A+ check.
I will say, if you are a traditional Speyside drinker, and you put this in front of anybody that like no scotch, 9 times out of 10 they would probably say that this is an Islay Scotch or a Speyside Scotch. This doesn't taste a lot like anything Islay produces.
No, and I really want to dive into what they blended it with, because it's very, very smooth.
Yeah.
So now, would you have this in your collection for $70?
I'm not super familiar with their collection. I think $70 for a quality Islay product is reasonable. If I knew that this tasted the way it did before I bought it, I probably wouldn't have this in my collection, because for Islay Scotch, I would prefer something peaty. But it's good.
I would have this in my collection because I would then have this with individuals that were trying to understand what Scotch is. And I think that this is a great educator in the space, where it's $70, so you're almost forced to come off with a professional, like, hey, this is what we're about to experience. Like, it kind of puts you in a space of wanting to educate first instead of just pour, drink the juice, like, we'll talk later. Like, you want to talk first, try the juice second.
Yeah.
And then in that, it allows you to respect where, like, what it is, where it's from, and what it offers. And I think that this gateway kind of bridges the gap into that whole region where you go from Speyside to Islay. I would have this in my collection specifically for that. I think that it's a great value. I think that it kind of allows a lot of people to experience Scotch without hating it. And I think it does justice for the entire industry.
Yeah.
I think it's a great product, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree too. I mean, 90.5 is not a bad rating. It's a great rating, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just throws you off a little bit because you're assuming an Islay product. And when you don't get that peat, that traditional Islay note, you start thinking, why does it taste like that? What were they thinking?
Sure.
Even though it's very good.
Yeah.
This is a very traditional Speyside type flavor.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Cool.
I like this. Great job, guys.
Well, thank you everybody for tuning in to today's Wednesday Whiskey Review from Boonehaven 12-year single malt scotch. And we will see you next time on the Buffalo Happy Hour. So appreciate you all. Please remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Let us know a product you'd like us to review in the future. And we will see you next time. Go Bills. Please remember to always drink responsibly. Be a good person. And Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out. Yeah!
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.